commentary on the messages of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei.
Brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Mudarrisi, and we shall now examine more closely the message delivered by our leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei, on the occasion of the 37th anniversary of the demise of the founder of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, and the anniversary of Eid Ghadir. In one of the parts of this message, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei states that in confronting the enemy's malice, everyone must thwart its sinister scheme by way of their steadfastness, clear-sightedness, preserving unity and solidarity, mutual trust, and refraining from echoing the enemy's narrative. He continues, "In this regard, the role of officials in supporting these imperatives is crucial. Any action that breeds the mistrust and discouragement of the people is considered to be a form of helping the enemy of this country and its people." Now, you may remember, prior to this part, the leader of the Islamic Revolution outlined a successive chain of social capital erosion, a chain that begins with doubt and ultimately culminates in division. Ayatollah Khamenei said that the primary instrument the enemy is using is sowing the seeds of doubt, despair, fear, mistrust, and discord. And setting this cycle in motion is the dream of the American Zionist enemy. Those committed to the well-being of the Islamic Republic of Iran seek to strengthen their social capital, because a society that remains hopeful about the future is better able to endure hardships. A society that maintains self-trust and trust in its officials will be more resilient in the face of rumors and psychological operations. Likewise, officials who enjoy the backing of public trust will act more boldly and more precisely when major decisions are to be made. So, if we accept that the process of social erosions begin with doubt and culminates in division, then the most important responsibility of governance under conditions of non-military warfare is the management of public perceptions. We said that a kind of misconception about a kind of battle is that the battlefield is only the place where you can hear the sounds of explosions and shooting of the bullets. Yet, the most important battlefield is the minds of the people. So in such circumstances, public officials must be regarded as guardians of the country's social capital. That's why Ayatollah Khamenei addresses the officials of the country. It says that in this regard, the role of officials in supporting these imperatives is crucial. So, the experience of many major crises around the world has demonstrated that people are generally less harmed by hearing painful truths than by sensing concealment and ambiguity from the officials. So, this is one important responsibility that Ayatollah Khamenei is saying regarding the public officials. This responsibility is maintaining transparency and honesty. A society exposed to contradictory reports, rumors, and psychological operations needs, above all, reliable resources of information.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh, Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you. guide me from all